Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're talking the economic news right now. El Salvador, earlier this week, adopted Bitcoin as legal tender. And in an almost unanimous vote on September 8th, the Ukrainian parliament adopted a virtual asset bill making cryptocurrency and other digital assets legal in that country. And the draft bill provides clarification on how individuals and businesses utilizing digital currency can be properly protected, and also determines how Ukraine will regulate the cryptocurrency market moving forward. Okay, over in the European Union, they have announced that in the fourth quarter, they would modestly lower the pace of net asset purchases under the PEPP than in the previous two quarters. Now, what they're proposing is exempting green bonds from the deficit and debt limit calculations. In other words, they're rigging the numbers again to make things look better than they really are. The EU is also considering a new registry for all their citizens' assets. Your real estate holdings, stock shares, even your jewelry will have to be reported to the government so they know who's got what and where in case they need to come and break open your piggy bank, I guess. We've been talking about how Joe Biden wants banks to report all transactions in all banking accounts, personal and business, over $600. It's an egregious invasion of our privacy, and people are already blasting it as a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment, and it really is. And the banks are starting to organize against it because they will have to deal with the regulatory costs, the cost of compliance, and then they'll have to pass those costs on to the customers, and they really don't want to do that. All righty. Now, the final sections of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline have been welded into place. It is now complete, and the construction is now at an end, despite all of the U.S. efforts to block this major European gas pipeline. And the reason the U.S. tried to block it is that this pipeline bypasses Ukraine. The older pipeline goes through Ukraine, and Ukraine was basically able to use the fact that they had their hands on some of those valves as political leverage against Russia and against Europe as well. And now both Russia and Europe are going to be able to tell Ukraine to go take a hike. So a little bit of good news there. Those pipelines, it's more than just the oil and the economics. Those are strategically valuable assets, and they can shape the geopolitics of the region in which they are being built. Okay, over in China, they're dealing with this meltdown of Evergrande, and Beijing has now signed off on a proposal to renegotiate their payment deadlines with banks and other creditors. This is a temporary reprieve as the cash-strapped developer struggles to deal with more than $300 billion worth of liabilities. And the concern there is that if Evergrande goes under, it could drag down a major part of the Chinese and even global economy with it. Oh, by the way, apparently the Suez Canal is once again blocked by a very large out-of-control ship. Haven't seen a lot of coverage of that, but that's the story that came on out. Meanwhile, out in California, their top grid operator is basically trying to get the federal government to allow the burning of more fossil fuels to avert blackouts. And they're talking about, the push into clean energy is not providing enough power to meet demand during hot summer days. And it's becoming harder for California to avoid rolling blackouts. Well, this push for clean energy sounds good in theory, but all these people saying ban oil and ban coal have yet to come up with something that takes its place that produces as much energy. And we know solar is not working as well as they wanted. The windmills keep breaking, and they only work on windy days. It's idealistic to want cleaner power, but there's a certain lack of practicality and forethought in that agenda. So they're going to try and get permission during peak demand to fire up some of those oil and coal-powered power plants. All righty. We are looking at the end of the eviction moratorium, and we are looking at some 3 million people who are going to be evicted, and that is going to be a problem because once you are evicted, it is almost impossible to rent another apartment. You know, that stays on your record, and so we're looking at potentially 3 million new angry homeless people. And that's a large number of people. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hey, Mike, you asked for callers on 9/11, so I've got something to say on that. Here it is 20 years later. The evidence has been out there. It's scattered about, but anyone who really looks can see that. Even just look at the news footage, and it doesn't make sense. But yet, Philip Zelikow, the director of the 9/11 investigation, is now in charge of the Capitol riot investigation.
Yes.
You know, quote-unquote insurrection. Same guy. And so I'm very jaded, and I'm very depressed, and I'm also angry that here we are.
Angry is good. Angry is good.
Yeah, but it's not constructive. What can I do? I mean, I've tried to reach people. I've been successful on a few, but mostly not. And no matter how gently you put it, and even military veterans, especially ones who fought in Afghanistan, and I'm a veteran myself, and I broached this topic, they don't want to hear it. In fact, I lost a job over that. We're just raising the issue. And so I just don't have any hope for Western society as a whole, because they're just too brainwashed, too corrupted, and too stupid, to be honest. So we're not going to work our way out of this. I don't see a path out. I don't see a path to a better society.
I don't either. I've been looking. As the most likely outcome of the current situation will be a Soviet Union-style collapse by our central government, and it could be triggered by a stock market crash. It could be triggered by, a mass uprising over this COVID vaccine mandate. I think you need to give ordinary people more credit. They're waking up to what's going on here. And like I said, this where I live is very low-key. Not really a hotbed of activism, and yet people are starting to talk, and it's obvious they have been paying attention, and they know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to argue against you. I believe it when I see it, when I see action on the streets, when I see more than just talk. Protesting in a real society that has democratic representation. I know we're not living in a quote-unquote democracy. It's a republic, as John Stadtmiller likes to put it.
It's not even that. It's become a fascist dictatorship.
But when the leaders don't care, no, but a fascist dictatorship cares about its people. This government does not. This government is a corporatocracy.
That's basically what fascism is.
Fascism mastered corporations. Actually, Hitler made the factory bosses eat in the cafeteria with the workers, and it's a completely different situation what we have now. Kind of a hard issue to broach. I know you say that often, but I think you're totally mistaken. But there you go. But going back to 9/11, it's just we're just hopeless. I think it's not going to get any better. It's just going to get worse. And I don't know what we're going to, I'm just glad I was born in the 60s and not in the 80s or 90s. Because I don't want to see what the hell this place is going to end up at. That's all I had to say. Thank you.
Yeah, I know what you're feeling about that. And, you know, one of the consolations I have of having just turned 69 is knowing I'm not going to have to deal with this stuff for much longer. But I do feel sorry for the kids. I really do, because the world that we are leaving to them is not one that I would want them to live in. Okay? All right, he dropped. All right, we have the phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're basically looking at the economic news. And there's an interesting story over here at Zero Hedge. And it's talking about the eviction moratorium. And it turns out that Biden admitted that his own White House counsel and their legal experts all told him that the eviction moratorium would clearly fail, as it ultimately did at the Supreme Court. But Biden said, we're going to go ahead and we'll just delay and delay the court case so we can get as much money out the door as possible before the courts come down on us. They obviously have lost that gamble here. Getting into other news, Hurricane Olaf makes landfall in Baja California, Mexico. It's a heck of a storm season so far. And, of course, Mindy... you know, wimped out. It's back out over the Atlantic. Larry was really powerful, but fortunately didn't really hit the landfall. But we're not out of the hurricane season just yet. Up in Appleton, Wisconsin, however, they had a major hailstorm. They were dealing with severe thunderstorms, and they had hail coming down the size of softballs. I literally saw a picture holding one of the hailstones next to a softball. They were the same size. And Russ Smith told the Wisconsin State Journal he was working at a construction site when hail the size of a softball and baseball fell for 2 solid minutes. He said it was amazing watching it fall from the sky. Words can't describe what it looked like. I've been through a major hailstorm like that when I was in Australia many years ago working on a film project. I witnessed a hailstorm that took out the stained glass windows in a church. I mean, that's how powerful it really was. Okay, we have another caller on the line, Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. What's on your mind?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Just barely. Could you get a little closer to the microphone?
Okay, how about that?
Much better.
I didn't hear. Okay, cool. Yeah, I didn't hear it switch over. Just called to apologize. Yesterday I did overgeneralize with the Christians, so got a lot of. I wasn't talking about the Republic audience or host, and mostly talking just about mainstream Christianity. So the Republic's had a lot of good Christians that are woke, I guess you could say. I used to really enjoy Rick Adams, really good host, and Jeremy from Kentucky is really good, and you're good, you know. And it's so, and you know, people like Mark Dankoff, I really respect, and even the lady from Texas, you know, I don't agree with her, but I'm not calling her stupid, so you know, it's just. Anyway, that's about all I had. And then the caller from Maine, just want to say nothing personal. I was making fun of him because he was calling in, you know, just endlessly defending Trump, saying Trump keeps trying. And I was saying, well, Trump tried to put Kushner in charge, you know. And but I try not to give out too much personal information anymore because talk shows or hosts or people, you know, are basically FBI or ADL or just start sending you a bunch of stuff in your email inbox endlessly. So, you know, that's why I don't try not to get too personal with other listeners, I guess. So, you gotta watch out. It's not that I don't trust him. It's just kind of a rule. So if we're gonna talk about stuff, you could just talk about it on your show or whatever. So anyway, that's all I had, and I hope truckers go on strike like they did in Australia. I was really disturbed watching the Biden speech there. I was actually going to call in and kind of defend him yesterday on the foreign policy a little bit, but it's very disturbing. Mm-hmm. So I actually threatened to quit my job today, and my company, I guess the boss doesn't really like Biden either, and they got a bunch of lawyers, and I think a trucker strike, I was thinking October 4th, to start spreading the word, maybe if it happens or not, but it worked in Australia. They dropped that mandate in a day, so it's about the only thing you can do. It's really disturbing. So, and then I got a friend from Russia. He's actually going to move back. He moved over here in the 90s because they were forcing them to get vaccinated. And so now he's freaked out and not ready to go back to Russia. He said it was the same Bolsheviks there then that were doing it, and now they're here. So
yep.
Kind of the same. They'll start, he said there everybody was afraid to go to the hospital, because you'd go to the hospital and you'd basically go from there to the insane asylum, and then you'd just disappear, And
we're going to start seeing that here, I'm sure.
Yeah. That's all I had. Have a good weekend. Thanks for taking the call.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, and we're going to switch to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, this is incredible, but I'm not surprised what Biden is trying to do. But, the hopeful thing is that I see a lot of these governors in these states, especially the red states, saying, no, you're not going to do this. They already started lawsuits. And there's one thing, though, they got to keep in mind. I considered that Biden threatened these governors when he said they'll get them out of the way if they have to.
Yeah.
If I was a governor like DeSantis or Abbott in Texas, they're saying, well, maybe Kristi Noem there in South Dakota and a few others. What I would do is I would make sure, first of all, that the National Guard, state National Guard, is completely loyal to the state, not to the federal government, because it's got dual, they can always be activated federally. But if I was a state now, I would make it clear that we're not going to let you be activated. You're going to stay part of the state guard, and you're going to be, loyal to the people of the state who actually employ you. And the other thing is he should make sure he's got his state police that are completely loyal to him, and he's got to work with hopefully a lot of constitutional sheriffs. Again, the sheriff has the power to deputize just about everybody in the county he wants.
Yes.
You're talking about thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, depending on the size of the county. And then he should work with the actual militias of the states, the private militias. Make sure that any attempt to use any kind of federal force, the FBI would be easy to just kick out or even arrest them. The military, if they send the military, the good thing is, it's not really good anyway, but it's what he's doing with these policies in the military, more and more of them are leaving. I just heard on Owen Schroyer said, 27 fighter pilots left. They just threw that. They got cut out because they couldn't. They didn't want to go along with the vaccine. So you're losing your best soldiers. They're losing their best soldiers, real shooters, and they're keeping, maybe they'll have a few transvestites and other, people who won't be able to fight.
They don't even know what bathroom to use here. Anyway, Mark, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We have other callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You ran that story today about a woman out in Australia. Who was it?
Well, there's two of them now. There's two of
Pardon
them
me?
Now. There
yeah,
are
oh,
two
sorry,
health
Dr.
officials
Carey.
In... there are two health officials in Australia who both used the phrase New World Order in talking about the COVID lockdowns. And the one that just surfaced today, his name was Brad Harrison, I think, actually referred to it multiple times during his presentation. So the cat is definitely out of the bag here. And
Yeah, and another one, you know, we'll be looking at what contact tracing looks like in the New World Order.
Yes.
So when I saw that earlier this afternoon, it became obvious that this was all done on purpose.
Yeah,
and it had
it's
a lot
beginning
to
look that
Canada
way.
Canada was involved, right? Which wouldn't surprise me considering that Justin Trudeau is a globalist. So apparently some stuff out of Winnipeg, a lab in Winnipeg ended up in Wuhan.
Yes.
That was released under a Freedom of Information Act request. I don't think a test tube was dropped, Mike. I think this was done intentionally. And it's the virus isn't that bad. SARS-CoV-2 isn't that bad to most people.
Yeah.
But it's just bad enough that they can turn around, change a whole bunch of definitions, and plan this pandemic without a hitch. I don't think everybody's involved. I don't think all politicians are involved. But I think a lot of them are, and I think we know who a lot of them are.
Yes.
I think one is in the United States right now. Well, is he? Is Joe Biden, does he even know what he's doing? The people handling him are obviously a part of this nonsense. And, this is going on in this country, too. They're now talking about a third shot for people that are immune compromised. Well, we know that it's not going to stop there because they're trying to jab little children with this stuff. And once again, I like reading the comments on a lot of websites, right? The news websites that still have them. CBC is one of my favorite because it's so obvious. I've seen so many comments today just disappear, and
yes,
the ones that were disappearing were facts based on statistical information gathered from Israel, from the UK concerning the people that are actually ending up in hospital. With, this COVID-19 after a second shot, and we know what Israel's doing right now. They're on their third shot, but I suspect by January, February they'll be on their fourth. And how many people are going to have to die for that? To get to that point, I think a lot of people are going to end up dying and having adverse reactions. So, this is now gone scary, I think.
Yeah.
It's absolutely kind of terrifying right now, and it's not terrifying because I'm worried about my life. I'm more worried, about freedom, because tomorrow is the 20th anniversary when a whole bunch of people's freedoms and liberty were clawed back, and not just in your country, a lot of countries, most of the Western countries. And they're doing it again. 20 years later, they're up to it again. I don't think it's going to stop until these evil people, are taken out, so to speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
One way or another. I mean, I can't imagine that they think that 7 billion people will allow this to happen, although a lot of them are still asleep. Shame. It's a real shame. But you know what, Mike? I wish your website was better known. I mean, I tell all my friends about it and that, but you know what I mean? It's not something that slides off of people's tongues.
Because, no, it isn't. And in hindsight, I probably should have chosen a simpler, more easy-to-remember name than whatreallyhappened.com. Actually, it was my brother who came up with that. And I think it's too late to change brands now.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with the name of the website. I just think that, all these nut bars and the MSN and all these people that blindly follow what the government tells them and what the mainstream media says, they kind of put a bad connotation on certain things like websites like yours.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with them calling, that other fella with the really big mouth, a kook, because I don't respect that guy at all. But I've yet to find something after all these years of reading your website that was actual BS without you knowing about it. Because when you catch something, you always when you're doing your talk show, right? You'll mention it.
Yeah,
I could be wrong about this and that.
Well, thank you for the kind words here. And Al, I'm going to have to let you go because we got to take another break for commercials, and we have other callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, this is where we are at in this country in regards to COVID, in regards to 911, in regards to the demise of the dollar, and the absolute dictatorship that has emerged. It's not emerging. It's emerged. It's been here for a long time. But the mask is completely off now. But it's been here a long time. This is a case study, and I know I brought this up before, on what is more important, the power of the media and how they can shape the narrative and get to, like your earlier guy said, where he talks to people about 911, and Al from Canada said people don't know about you because it's because, you know, all the alternative media, they've been basically marginalized on purpose, of course, and the mainstream media, owned by the bankers. The bankers own the media too. They own everything. They own the defense. They own everything. Now they're going to buy up all the people who are evicted from the homes. But the point is that the media is so powerful that they can not let Donald Trump on in the middle of an election. Nothing happens to them. They can absolutely be totally political, expunge thousands of conservative voices from any sort of mass listenership, from YouTube and Twitter and, you know, Facebook, whatever it might be. But they control everything. And as big a bunch of nonsensical, clownish liars as the media are, they've been utterly successful in shaping the narrative, like 9-1-1. Nobody talks about Israel. Everybody who really knows about it knows that, you know, the neocons, Wolfowitz, Pearl, you know, what's his name, the head of Department of Homeland Security, all these guys were involved in this. The dancing Israelis, the art, Israeli art students, Netanyahu, Larry Silverstein, on and on and on. We all know who the players were all involved in this. And there were people inside the United States, but most of those also were the same type of people, but also Israel. That's been completely, that's really out of the narrative. It gets no, it disappeared like the Liberty disappeared. And,
yes.
And now we have COVID. Look who owns Pfizer. I invite everybody to look at the ownership and the management of Pfizer, of Moderna, of Johnson & Johnson, and all the manufacturers, the other one that was banned that we had so much trouble with. They're all owned and managed. If you look, it's in the portfolio of BlackRock or Vanguard, and the management are all Israeli firsters, and they're getting rich. Now, you know, after successfully getting us in with 9-1-1 into the Middle East and into Afghanistan, which they needed to get as the foothold, then immediately after we got in, we pivoted to Iraq, which had nothing to do with 9-1-1. Press went
yes.
along with that. Who's the press? Well, they got us into to Afghanistan primarily because it outflanks Iran. It surrounds Iran, right? Iran on the east. And Iraq on the west. I mean, Afghanistan in the east, Iraq in the west. So they had Iran surrounded, and now they've shaken us out of. We've been milked dry, and Afghanistan is a total defeat for us. And now it's let's redeploy against Iran, just like they had us redeploy against Iraq. That's the narrative now, and Iran is going to get the nuclear bomb for the 35th year in a row, and all that sort of thing. And then you look who's getting rich, and then you look who controls things. And by the way, all these people, the media that I'm talking about primarily, but the bankers own the media, the media are the ones that really enabled Biden in this fraudulent election to get elected. They looked mm-hmm. the other way. They poo-pooed everything. And their backing of this ridiculous COVID narrative and this ridiculous inoculation crap is basically enabled all the mass mail-in votes that allowed the election to be stolen, and then they backed Biden. And, I mean, listen, there's a common thread through this. Anybody who's listening, if you want to know who this government works for, it works for them. It works for the billionaires. Not all of them are Jews, but many of them are. They're the only ones. Mm-hmm. They can print money and never be audited. They own all the media. They own all the TV studios, everything. And look who's doing this to us, and who's getting rich from it. They own almost all the stock exchanges. They've converted all that printed money they had out of the Federal Reserve into managed assets by BlackRock and Vanguard and the other bank holding and asset management companies that they own. And so the whole ownership has changed. Thousands of dead GIs, thousands of maybe more than thousands of dead Middle Easterners,
mm-hmm.
A bankrupt economy, the total change in ownership of the United States, a despotic government that followed with the Patriot Act and followed their 9-1-1, which they inflicted upon us largely. And look where we're at. This is the elephant in the room, really. And it's got to be confronted at some point. It's got to be confronted at some point. We have to call a spade, and we have to actually look that elephant in the eye and punch it in the freaking mouth. So there we go.
Okay. No, I agree with you, and I understand your anger. I'm angry as well. you know, not for myself so much as I am, again, for you know, young kids who have to grow up in this mess.
Yeah, you know, I've done all that stuff in the military. There's a whole lot of people who in the military, at least the officers, that know what's going on here. They mm-hmm. they know what's going on. There's nothing they can do about it, and they're being purged. You know, anybody who's not a woke, absolutely ridiculous follower of Biden and that narrative, they're being purged and have been since Obama.
Yes,
but there's a lot of people who know what's going on. But you in the military, you don't speak out. You cannot speak out. So, but at any rate, it's horrible. And I look upon all the lives that were lost and people I know and all that, and it makes me sick to my stomach. And not only the humiliation of the United States and an effort that we never should have taken on to begin with, but then we prolong for 20 years to get the same contractors. These same contractors, look who owns them. Follow their ownership to BlackRock and Vanguard and Goldman Sachs as well. I mean, they own that too. And that's what we were in that for 20 years. And, of course, outflanking Iran on both sides. And then, the clandestine war where we're cooperating with assassinating Iranian scientists and their non-existing nuclear program and undercutting them with viruses and the computers and everything else. They're ready to get us into war any way they can to make money. And they are absolutely have absolutely subverted any sort of democracy in this country. So
yes, they have.
Anyways.
Absolutely.
That's it, Mike. I haven't called in for a while. I'm too angry to call in anymore. I just can't handle it anymore.
The feeling here. There are some days I'm so angry I just don't even want to do the show anymore. All right. Well, listen, we're going to let you go. And before we get to the next phone call, I'm looking at One American News Network, and they are rerunning the 60 Minutes expose on the 1976 swine flu debacle. And, I guess somehow they got permission from CBS to do that, or maybe they're just doing it to do it. But they're making the point. It's episodes like this that are causing people to wonder about these rushed experimental gene therapies and how safe they really are. Okay, we're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Marco, are you there? Oh, we lost him. Okay, then we're going to go to, James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, that was a great phone call just now. And what I had wanted to talk about was the Twin Towers. But just following all the points made in the last call, we could probably say that the fate of the Republic will be decided on some battlefield in a foreign country. That would be the way it will be decided, just like that, right? Because the reason I say this is because the machine, the war machine of the United States and its allies simply can't be turned off. So that the only way that it will be turned off is if there's, yes.
We're headed for a world war. Mm-hmm. I mean, the U.S. is pushing for one. They want war with Russia and war with China. Frankly, I don't think the United States will win, but then those who profit from war don't really care which side wins or loses because they're making money off of both sides.
Well, you're exactly right. The weapons business is exactly like that.
And the bankers. The bankers who loan the money for the wars,
Yes. It's a cabal, and the guys at the top have their little hermitages they all run to and hang out, and the rest of us will die of radiation poisoning. But that was a good call, and so I wanted to talk about the technical issues behind the towers. And it's often been debated as to how they fell and so on and so forth. And I talked to the Dr. Judy Woods last year, and I gave her my ideas of how some of what happened, and she asked for my email. She never did get in touch with me, but the idea of she talks about the towers being dustified, and that's one word to use, but the word I wanted to introduce was the word sublimation, where you take something that's a solid and you convert it into a gas without going through the liquid state. To me, they were sublimated.
And you need to understand the force with which the towers fell was going to pretty much grind everything to dust, and no special physics are needed to do that. If you look at the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, I've reprised a bunch of my 9/11 articles, and in the one about shaped charges, there is a photo of a fireman, a first responder, standing in the wreckage of one of the World Trade Towers, and on the beams behind him, you can clearly see they were cut on a diagonal with demolition charges. I mean, that's the photographic evidence right there.
Right. I agree with that. There's no problem there. I'm wondering how much of that steel ended up in a pile of rubble, and how much floated off into space as the dust. This is what I'm wondering.
Well, there was a lot of dust. One of the problems that the World Trade Towers was facing was an EPA-mandated renovation, because when it was built, they used asbestos as the insulation, and that renovation had already bankrupted several New York companies. So the World Trade Tower was a major economic liability for somebody, but then golly gee, those hijackers knocked it down, and the insurance paid off on the terror attack, and Larry Silverstein came out smelling like a rose.
Yeah, well, this is the way of it. And just to follow up on the last call, these bankers have been doing this for hundreds, if not thousands, of years.
Oh, they certainly have. They certainly have, at least for the last 300 since private central banking was invented. Anyway, listen, James, I got to let you go. We're getting short on time, and we got a bunch of callers. So let's go to Terry in California. Hello, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I heard you mention maybe Union Star collapse a number of times.
Can you get your mouth a little closer to the microphone, because we can't hear you?
Okay, how's this, better?
A little better, yes.
I heard you mention so many Union Star collapse many times, and I don't think it's going to be exactly like that, because our government is much more extended in their liabilities than the Soviet Union was. For society and other ways. I know the military over there in the Soviet Union shut down, and we had all the ships sitting in the water, and the soldiers were just taken off, and that will happen here too.
Yeah.
And, but on top of that, the government is not going to pay their obligations to the Social Security recipients. They're just going to take the money. It's going to evaporate. So those people aren't going to get their money. They're not going to get Medicare. That's going to shut down. And that's pretty extensive on its reach.
There's going to be a lot of damages, no question about it. But our current government and the oligarchs are driving this nation to collapse. And, it's going to hurt a lot of innocent people. Look what they did, to all these renters and mortgagees who are going to lose their homes now.
Exactly. And, when those people lose their jobs, too, they won't have the FHA or the VA to back the loans up. They're going to lose their homes. So, what good does it do the oligarchs if they got all this worthless money on Wall Street?
I have to rush you here because we're almost at a commercial break here. The oligarchs know the paper money is worthless. What they are doing is they're buying up hard assets like real estate, homes, investing in gold. and various things like that. So when the currency collapses, their wealth is going to be somewhere else and pretty much untouchable.
Well, when, yeah, I know you got to go. But when the country collapses in military, that's when the Chinese land and they occupy the country. That's all I got to say.
Well, they're certainly doing that in Afghanistan. They're coming on in, you know, with development money, and they're going to take over the Bagram Air Base, and it's going to get interesting. Anyway, Terry, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We got more callers on the line. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you've got the money, well, we won't say we
did. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program on this Friday, and we're going to go to Tom in Baltimore. Tom, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind today?
Certainly, Michael. I just wanted to respond to Dan. I was one of the Christians that called in yesterday and piled on him twice, actually. And I, for one, certainly accept his apology. I thought that was very respectable and
that was very
honorable.
Gracious of him, yes.
Absolutely, and quite the opposite of what I offered him yesterday. I'd like to offer him a beer or coffee if he ever gets down this way, or if I ever get up to his neck of the woods.
Well, that's very gracious of you.
Have a good weekend, Michael, and you too, Dan.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Melissa in Maryland. Hello, Melissa. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there. Good afternoon. I don't expect you to have a response to this today, but you tell me how long you need to look into it. I try to avoid Google, even if you don't. And my question for you is, how do we know if we use a search engine other than Google if we are avoiding Google? Do we know that? How do we know who owns what search engine and what search engine is being used even if we don't go to Google's page?
Well, you raise a very interesting question. There are some search engines that rely on Google technology. Definitely one you should look at is Yandex, which is under a huge DOS attack as I speak. They're located in Russia. They do not use Google technology. Another one that has proven to be very comprehensive and reliable is DuckDuckGo.com. And what I do is I'll look for things in multiple search engines and, you know, look for the overlap and, you know, sort of make sure that I've got all the bases covered.
Okay, so now the other question is, Google has quite a grasp on searches. So are things headed in the direction of Google having more or less of a grasp?
Well, people are turning away from Google. They're turning away from big tech in general, and they're going with these new startups. We were talking about a new hosting company that's got a conservative bent to it yesterday, and people are switching over. I mean, I don't use Facebook and Twitter anymore. I'm over on VK.com and TLBTalk.com, and I suggest that you follow suit.
Okay, well, then let me also ask, so are you telling me that if a search engine uses Google, such as the Startpage does,
yes,
do they have to disclose that or not, that they're using Google or another search engine to do their searches?
I don't think that they're required to disclose that they're going through Google. And, yeah, it's kind of hard. But, again, I would recommend Yandex and DuckDuckGo. Those are my two favorites right now.
Can you spell Yandex?
Y-A-N-D-E-X, and I'm sorry, the music is playing. The show is over. My apology to those who are still waiting online here. And stay tuned for your National Intel Report with John Stadmiller. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate. Have a good, relaxing weekend, because next week is going to be even crazier than this one. So, aloha, America.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central, and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.